up and do, you know what I mean?
Next case.
Case number 12819, Frank Garrison seeks a variance from the maximum height requirement for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is a lot located on the northwest side of Rogers Avenue within the Ann Acre subdivision. The 911 address is 20980 Rogers Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 41. The applicant is seeking a 1-foot variance from the 7-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed fence and a 4.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for the proposed fence. And we have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. Mr. Garrison is going to be via telephone, and then I believe his mother's here for.
I'm Frankie Garrison. I'm also owner of this property. Frank Garrison is my son.
Hey, Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address again for the record? Mm-hmm.
My name's Frankie Garrison. I live at 2941 S Bridge, Washington, PA, 15301.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Now, are you planning to present and then we bring him in, or do we want to try to get him on the line now and have him sworn in? How's this?
I'm going to present and you can bring him in, but I think everything that we have, we had prepared a packet.
Okay.
We prepared a packet, but Amy attached it to the adjustment. And on there's pictures so that it does explain, and there's a diagram also on there of the proposed fence. Do you have it?
I think so.
Okay.
And the floor is yours. You may present your case.
Pardon me?
You may present your case, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. We are co-owners of this property. And what we're doing is we're requesting an 8-foot tall fence in lieu of the 7-foot tall fence. We would really like to be able to do this to ensure safety and maintain privacy. When we purchased the property in 2019 with the existing one-story cottage, we decided to try to keep it that way, and we've renovated it during that time. In the future, we would like to go through the proper procedures with zoning to get a pool put in, but therefore we would like to get our fence put in first for privacy and safety. The reason we want to ask for the 8-foot fence is that our contractor said that by the time that they would build up the ground in the back where we would want to locate the pool, we would have a wooden deck, and if once you're on the wooden deck, then the level of the fence would be like a 7-foot, 4-inch high fence. If you look at the pictures that's attached, we have 3 sides that's surrounded by property. 2 of those sides, the one on the left and the one in the back, is already an 8-foot fence. The one on the right is the 42-inch fence. The people on the right, we have talked to our neighbors there, and they're not in any objection to an 8-foot fence. On that right-hand side, we would go ahead with the setback that's supposed to be the 30-foot. On the left-hand side, if you would look in the pictures, we are requesting that we could start with the 42-foot or 42-inch fence, and then at our porch level start with the 8-foot due to privacy, you know, and safety is what we are really wanting. So we would like to thank you for your consideration of this request, and if you have any questions, I hope I can answer them.
Questions?
Ma'am, on the side that you were just speaking of regarding the porch, if I'm looking at the correct picture, is the wooden fence in that picture yours?
No, it's not our fence. We would be putting our fence line on, you know, off on our side of the property line. We did have a surveyor come out and survey. That wooden fence is not ours. It's the owner of the pink house. And if you notice, we do have our little patio on the side, and that is our property there. And then right below on the side of that, between the fence and our patio, our property line is there.
Okay.
And that's the area so that we could have an 8-foot fence to have privacy also in that area.
Have you had any conversation with the owners of the pink house?
Yes, we have. We haven't had any conversations since we had it surveyed. He said that he was going to be putting up a new fence. We have the advertisement of the meeting tonight, and since we live out of state, we haven't heard from them.
So that fence is 8 feet?
Mm-hmm.
The brown wooden fence?
Yeah, if you look in the, right behind the little seating area, you can see it's like right at the very beginning, it's short, and then it's tall, and that's 8 foot. It's 8 foot. And the one in the back with the white fence back there, it's 8 foot. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What type of fence are you?
A vinyl fence, a white vinyl fence.
Would it go right on the property line or right on the patio?
It would be right from the patio, right down from the patio, which would be on our side of the property line.
Would you be able to get to the other side to maintain it?
To maintain ours, we would hope so, unless they decide to put a fence right on the property line. You know, when we have a vinyl fence, we live on a farm, and our vinyl fence, we power spray it to keep it clean so that it doesn't have any, you know, moss or anything on it.
Yeah, but the question, I think what he's referring to
is on the other side of it.
How would you be able to do that from your property?
Well, we would have to make sure that it's on our side so that we can get there to it.
The pool that you reference, like you said that,
in the coming years, we would go through the proper zoning process, and according to our contractor, the way the property is in the backyard, we would have to build it up because we want a wooden deck around it so that the water will drain. It would be an in-ground pool, but we would want to make sure that there would be, you know, drainage.
So you're putting up a fence now for a pool you're going to have?
Not necessarily just for the pool. We would like to have a fence for safety and privacy. This past summer, when I was there, if you look down on the bottom picture, right here at this one, there's a house across the road that they use as a vacation rental, and we had two grown men. Meanwhile, I had two young children, an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old little girl, and when they were in the backyard, we had two gentlemen, they were probably in their 40s, walk in our driveway. And went all the way back past the yellow house, there's a little opening back there. So if we would have our own privacy fence, it would be closed off so that nobody could cross our property to another section. So it would be for safety and privacy.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Why is a 6-foot fence not sufficient for safety and privacy?
6 foot or 7 foot?
6 foot. Why is that not sufficient?
Well, if you look, we would prefer to have an 8-foot fence so that we wouldn't have to see their fence, and we would have privacy there because our patio is up off the ground. It's not flat on the ground. It's about this much off of the ground as it is now, the patio on the side.
Okay, so I'm a little confused about this patio on the side. How far raised is the patio on the side, do you know?
My son could probably answer that, and he is on the phone line. I mean, not right now. I guess when you ask for questions, he can speak.
It's pavers on the ground, correct? Your patio on the side?
It's pavers, but it's raised up.
Okay.
From the ground level. Because when you go clear to the end, we have to step down.
Where do you intend to build the pool in the future?
Back in the back.
Like where the shed is?
No, not where the shed is, but off to the side.
To the left side of the shed?
Yes, and this would be a very small pool.
Okay. So you're
we would have to go by this, you know, the zoning, the proper zoning rules.
So if you were to have a 6-foot fence, then after the pool's there, it'd be 5.5 feet instead of 6. And you're saying that 5.5 feet's not enough for privacy and safety?
Mm-hmm. But I believe
they're allowed 7.
You're allowed 7 foot. Yeah, you're allowed a 7 foot.
They're allowed, okay. They're allowed 7 feet in the side and the rear, but in the front yard, it can only be 3.5.
Okay, so you're asking for a one-foot variance.
We're asking for a one-foot variance, which would make it an eight-foot.
And a pool would have to have a fence that's 4 feet tall.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Dr. Carson? Yeah, it's the old pool fence question again.
Well, we would go through that process.
Understood.
You know, with the proper zoning process then. But right now, we are concerned for safety and privacy.
Mr. Sharp?
So the fundamental question, there's five standards that have to be met on a variance application.
Okay.
And the first one is that there has to be some uniqueness to the property that has created the exceptional practical difficulty. And your lot appears to be of the same, looking at that tax map, appears to be of the same size and shape as your neighboring lots. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there a unique topography there with your property as compared to your neighboring properties?
What do you mean by unique?
Well, does it have a hill? Does it have a slope? Does it have some
no.
unique?
Okay. No, they're pretty flat.
So what is unique about this property that necessitates a variance to go above 7 feet tall?
The existing properties, the one behind us has an 8-foot fence. The one on the left side has an 8-foot fence. We feel that we want it to be enclosed to give us privacy. We bought this property to improve it.
Would 7 feet not provide enough privacy and security?
We feel that once, if we get the pole zoning properly, we feel that once we have the way that the contractor has designed it, that it would be up, we would be up a little bit more. So if we would have a 7-foot fence, and if it would be end up like 6 foot, and the people could see right in.
Well,
I don't know what the other people, the neighbors to the left.
Wouldn't that be something, because the other part is that it cannot, the exceptional practical difficulty cannot be created by the applicant, which means that if the difficulty is created by actions you've taken, then the board can't necessarily consider that for the reason for granting the variance. That's the standard. It has to be created by some uniqueness to the property.
Mm-hmm.
So if the reason for it being taller is we're going to put something that's going to be elevated and we need mm-hmm. it to be because of that, mm-hmm. how is that not created by you?
Okay, then what about the safety? I mean, we need to put a fence that's going to give us some safety there.
How would 7 feet tall not provide enough safety rather than 8 feet?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I'm being
that's
honest
fine.
With you. I don't know how
no,
to answer
that's
it.
Fine.
I'm just looking and trying to make our home, our space there, nicer for the community. I don't feel an 8-foot fence is going to, if you're driving down, because it's a dead-end street, it's not a thoroughway. I don't feel that that's going to hinder anybody's vision as they're driving down to have an 8-foot fence.
So the fence that your neighbor has, the wooden one that you said is 8 feet tall.
Yes.
And the pictures I've seen show it appears to probably be a little dilapidated, and it sounds like he's going to be replacing that fence, is he not?
He said he was.
He's told you he's going to. Well, he's going to be subject to the same height restrictions that you will be restricted to. So he wouldn't be able to be 8 feet tall without getting variance either. If he's going to replace that, he's going to have to comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code, which is 7 feet tall.
I don't know if he had a variance before for 8 foot. I don't know.
Ms. Norwood, do we know if there's been variances granted in this neighborhood?
I believe on that particular parcel, there was an older variance mm-hmm. In 1991.
On the neighboring property?
Yeah, on the neighboring property that the pink house, I think, was on.
Okay, so that would have been, that predated the Supreme Court's decision, which made our standards more strict than they were enforced back in 91.
Okay.
When I say privacy, I'm talking about noise level also. We've been there during the summer when he has rented this property out, because there's several units on that property with very loud, I would say, college students. And I'm not saying anything against college students having a fun time and partying, but when it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking if we had the 8-foot privacy fence, I'm thinking of privacy and safety. I mean, we purchased this property. We've done a lot of improvements. We've invested a lot. We enjoyed coming here. We would just like to enjoy our privacy. My son is online. I don't know if you'd want to talk to him or...
We'll get to that.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, the neighbor on the right-hand side, they don't have any objection to it being 8 foot, and then the setback, I think, to the variance, which would be 30 foot, or the proper zoning would be 30 foot. That would be 42 inches. They have no problem.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, anything else?
I don't believe I have anything at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
Yes, it does.
Thank you
very much for the consideration.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application?
I just agree with everything she says.
Okay. So you're in support?
Yes, I
okay,
am.
Okay, so we have one in support. Okay, thank you.
Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12819 for Mr. Frank Garrison?
We have Frank on the line who has indicated he would like to speak. Frank, your line is open.
Good evening, Mr. Garrison. This is James Sharp, the board's attorney. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. And can you just state your name and address for the record?
Frank Garrison, 300 Raymond Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15218.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. The floor is yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to add a bit of context too. I think one of the first questions on the zoning variance application was asking about any potential hardships that we haven't created. I think something unique with the surrounding properties on either side are that the I believe the zoning restrictions on building a new house, you have to be within or outside of 550 away from the side property line. And both of the adjacent properties are actually less than 5 feet away from the property line, or they're less than 5 feet away from the property line. I believe the pink house is close to 3 feet from the property line, and the yellow house is maybe around 4 or 5 feet from the property line. So I think you need to adding the additional foot will block the line of sight from their windows into the property. And then an additional piece as well. I know my mom mentioned some partying by the neighbors in the past. Aside from the two gentlemen who've walked into the yard, there have also been kids that have jumped the fence into the yard. And we have camera footage from security cameras on the property that shows this as well. So I think the additional foot would add more security, making the fence less scalable from the outside. So I think those two items I'd like to add, and I can also answer any additional questions that you guys might have.
Questions? Mr. Sharp?
Oh, man, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Operator, is anyone else on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12819 for Mr. Frank Garrison?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. Any other questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12819 for Mr. Frank Garrison and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 12819 for Mr. Frank Garrison. For the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the decision, the property does have unique physical conditions because of the property, because of the adjacent properties being so close to the line. Due to such physical circumstances and conditions, there is no possibility that property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Have a motion. Do I have a second? Mr. Hastings, I believe that makes your motion dies. And I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12819 for Frank Garrison for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The request is a want, not a need, and the property is not unique.
Second. A motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So they vote of 4-1, your case is denied.